How about this?
They call me Dr. John.
Dr. John Cooper Clarke, that is, and you're listening to James Shakeshaft on Vinyl Summer of Blue.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to episode 18 of the Vinyl Revival with me, James Shakeshaft. The time now is 2300 hours. I'm going to be seeing you through till 0 hours, until Tuesday. That was The Doors, End of the Night, setting the theme of today's show. Seem as though I've always been situated in the nocturnal corner of our programming schedule. I thought it'd only be right to explore all things surrounding the midnight hour. So we're going to be exploring some of the wonderful records that were made during this blanket of black that smothers us for 4,380 hours out of the year. God, it sounds a lot when you put it like that, James. Well, it is. Before the clocks go and the sun comes out, you better bring a flashlight as we touch down on the theme of the night. And as I said, The Doors there, setting the precedent of that theme. That was taken from their self-titled debut LP released on Elektra Records, and that is an album that I sort of associate with all things black and dark. And I think you call that synesthesia when you associate a sound with a colour. I don't know, I'm not a scientist. Get off my back. So through doing this, we're going to have music from the Sex Pistols, the Delphonics, Creedence Clearwater Revival, REM, and more. As well as this, of course, you don't need telling twice. We'll be entertaining the usual features of the Charity Shop 7-inch of the Week. We'll be selecting a wind-down record. And we'll also be putting an LP into our virtual collection. This week it has to begin with I. Somehow, we've got to top X-Ray Specs Germ-Free Adolescence from last week. As usual, do feel free to get in touch through any form of media outlet that you desire. You can tweet us on Leeds Student Radio, or just get through any other way that you do want to get in touch through. I got a few people to say hello to in a minute, however, we must continue the theme. The theme of the night. It's a thing of romance, and if you don't believe me, allow Mr. Solomon Burke to explain. This is James Shakeshaft, episode 18 of the Vinyl Revival. All that to come, and more.
Tonight's a night that you belong to me. Tonight's a night there'll be no company. Oh, tonight, tonight's the night. Tonight's the night.
Tonight.
Yes, sir.
Tonight.
Oh, yes, it is. Now listen to me, honey. Someone should call. Don't answer the phone. Somebody knocks on the door. Tell them we're not home. I just want it to be done. Nobody but me and you, honey, tonight. I don't want no friends around. There's a whole lot of sweet talk, yeah, I'm gonna be putting down. Cut on the stereo. Forget about the late, late show. Cause tonight, honey, oh, tonight, listen to me. And when the lights are low, I'm gonna lock all the doors and throw away the key, baby. And then I wanna talk to you some more, because tonight I got something I wanna say to you, honey. To hear you say I do.
Oh.
And that ain't all.
Sure.
And when I get through, I want you to hold me, squeeze me, all of your might, because
a romantic song from a romantic guy. That was Solomon Burke, Tonight's the Night. James Shakeshaft, episode 18 of the Vinyl Revival. All things nocturnal. Do get in touch. Solomon Burke, that was a man we've not had on the show yet. And if you don't know what he looks like, let me paint a picture. When performing, he positions himself slumped in a sort of red velvet throne. He really does look like a Burger King, because he's of too much of a size to position himself upon his two legs when he performs. He was a large man, but nonetheless he had soulful windpipes, and that was a great little record here. So, space. The space around the universe. The darkest place on Earth. And it's closer than you might think. Only 60 miles from here. So that means, if you live in the middle of England, you could be closer to space than you think. Closer to space than you are the sea, that's quite a thought. Why can't we get there? We can't drive there. Well, maybe we can. Anyway. Now for a band that are yet to be played on the Vinyl Revival, for reasons unknown to myself, however... Now the time to christen their presence with a song that gets little to no radio play for understandable reasons. The band I'm talking about is the Sex Pistols, arguably one of the most influential bands of all time. Talk amongst yourselves. This next record comes from their Rock and Roll Swindle album, and it was released as a single, as many of them were. Practically every song on the album was a single. However, as this is a night-themed show, I've chosen to play this song. It highlights a nocturnal hobby of many people's, including myself. And this hobby is driving after the rush hour traffic has gone to bed to get its rest before the rat race the next morning. I'm talking when the traffic lights turn green and the sun goes home. There's not a soul on the road. Just you and the radio. Can you guess what it is yet? It's a slapstick attempt at the song, I must admit. Released in 1978, 26th of February. Out on the Virgin Records record label, this album has one of the most recognisable album covers of all time. It comes across great in a full-size LP sleeve. If you don't have it, get it in your collection. Surely you know what I'm talking about by now. Originally a Bo Diddley Checker Records song, then adapted by the Modern Lovers. Jonathan Rickman, that is, and it then became the official state song for Massachusetts. But this is the Sex Pistols slapdash try at this one, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're about to find out. I'm a roadrunner, honey. This is the Sex Pistols on the Vinyl Revival. Was the Sex Pistols on the Vinyl Revival. Apologies for any foul language used in that recording. However, one of the beautiful things about presenting a show in the midnight hour is the fact that you don't have to play songs with bleeped out swear words or none whatsoever. So that suits me quite well. This is the Vinyl Revival, All Things Nocturnal, with me, James Shakeshaft, for another 45 minutes yet to come. We've got some fantastic music among the regular features that you're all accustomed to by now, so I won't waste my breath explaining them to you. With that record, it's an odd one, because the band were at their tightest, but Johnny Rotten was at his most dishevelled and useless. Nonetheless, a fantastic LP. I'm going to take this moment to wish my sister a happy birthday, who's with the rest of my family listening there. How many miles away is Lanzarote? God only knows. However, it's far away. So thanks everybody for listening in. I do truly appreciate it. Now I can say that I've had international listeners to the show. I mean, that looks great in quote. No one needs to know who, where, what or why. But thanks. I hope you're having a cracking time. And I hope the weather's god-awful. Weather report for this week. It's only up from here, guys. The weather gets warmer. As of tomorrow, there's a bit of cloud, but the sun will shine and it should be in the double digits. Can you believe it? Anyway, we must move on. The show must go on. Now for a song by The Streets, which consisted of Mike Skinner, a man whose lyrics I always associated with the nighttime. Now, Mike Skinner's a very interesting artist, one that I've always enjoyed since first hearing original pirate material in 2002. And I've never understood where or why he sits in my record collection. I've got no one else that compares to him in there. This was until the other month, of course, when I heard him presenting a show on BBC Radio 6 Music, which consisted of his inspirations, and he played music from Hank Williams, Loretta Lynn, Bob Dylan, and a fantastic range of country music, and he really took on the role of a modern-day country singer writing narratives of today's suburban nightlife. In the record original pirate material. Now, he's an artist that is very different to the usual things I play on this show, so do forgive me if he's not your bag of chips. But it'll only last 3 minutes 43 seconds, so grit your teeth and bear it. However, for some, you might actually get some enjoyment out of this, like me. So I'm now going to play one of these suburban nightlife narratives. And I hope you don't mind. At night time, characters come out on the streets, the ones that you don't necessarily want to get tangled up with. When the flickering neon lights of the chicken shops light up like Blackpool lights. Gangs. Scallywags. And geezers emerge from the alleys looking for one thing or another. All they want is trouble. Summed up perfectly in this next number on the Vinyl Revival, By the Streets. This is Geezers Need Excitement, a terrifying song.
Geezers need excitement. If their lives don't provide them, this they incite violence. Common sense. Simple common sense. Geezers need excitement. If their lives don't provide them, this they incite violence. Common sense. Simple common sense. Out the club about three, to the takeaway. The shit in a tray merchants. Shop's got a special perchant for the disorderly. Geezers looking ordinary and a few looking leery. Chips fly round to the sound of the latest chart entry. An incendiary, waiting to blast. No arm with a contest, who can throw the furthest? Behind the counter they look nervous, but carry on cutting the finest cuts of chicken from the big spinning stick. Then over flies a chip, flips, snits you on the back. You spin round on the attack. Fuck you playing at. He looks like a Cheshire cat, almost falls down. Your frowns and Superman eye lasers don't even register. By now you wanna lever this twat, and forever you're gonna regret that, your choice of path. So mash his head up and your girl's now fed up. But stop to think and it's never gonna be the Jackie Chan scene it could have been to end up. Geezers need excitement. If their lives don't provide them, this they incite violence. Common sense, simple common sense. Geezers need excitement. If their lives don't provide them, this they incite violence. Common sense, simple common sense. So you owe someone money sobbing scunny. Best pay me, Billy, no worries. 150 on Sunday, but in some way that turns into Wednesday. Then go straight to pay on a hazy evening in the local bar cafe. What a way, what a way. Just to recap for those at the back, this is everyday tit for tat. You owe your dealer and can't pay back fee. suddenly he's the baddie. So you tell your mates you could have him anyway, to look geese, but he's a shady fuck. Beamer, three series, lock, stock and two fat fucks backing him up. Can't convey enough of his desire for the paper stuff. In a blunt fashion, Billy's angry with a passion. So please just accept it ain't happening and go back to your runnings. Cause you might get yourself in trouble one of these days. Geezers need excitement. If their lives don't provide them, this they incite violence. Common sense, simple common sense. Geezers need excitement. If their lives don't provide them, this they incite violence. Common sense, simple common sense. Get hold of this bird after pub closing hours. Would your girl like this? No, don't think so somehow. In the winter showers, but she'll never know and your face will never show shit. This is how goes it. Besides, she was well fit. And who could resist? Move up to the next place, smooth club to flex, bass, beats and your best mates, all down. Nice sounds, Smirnoff ice rounds, MCs clowning, brood boys frowning, everything's sweet, everything's tucked in, and round here we're all downing. But all of a sudden though, just through the smoke, it's your bird laughing and joking with a bloke. Ain't just that either, as she moves closer, initiating what looks like they're lovers, he's tonguing her. All rage sweeps up through your torso, you're more so ready to go over and show him who's man, football fan style. Leave it in the can for a while, cause even as they smile, you still got choices. Don't listen to them voices, at the end of the day, you may just to cause this. So leave the forces. Geezers need excitement, if their lives don't provide them this thing.
Vinyl Revival, James Shakeshaft, the time is 20 past 2300 hours. That was The Streets, taken from original pirate material released in 2002. Geezers Need Excitement, Mike Skinner, an interesting, elusive character. Of course, the theme is night, and now it's time to tilt our heads upwards and stare into the infinite black of night. And just you see something twinkling out the corner of your eye and you turn your head to focus. And as your eyes look at this shiny, sparkling thing in the sky, you realise it's a star. And when you see a star, you are looking into the past. The only form of time travel that we'll be able to experience, and this is because light takes time to travel. And stars are many light years away from us. You could be seeing a star that doesn't even exist anymore. How does that make you feel? Small. And yes, every time I've presented this show, it has of course been pitch black outside, which is why the theme sits so comfortably, and I felt contractually obliged to adopt it in tonight's show. Thanks for tuning in, I'm forever in your debt as always, but the show must go on, as I said previously, moving on to the next record. Now, geezers that need excitement that come out in the cities at night time. This is something that I witnessed in New York as the sun went down. Flooding from the subways of Manhattan were characters that you'd only been able to create in your head. The ones from movies. And even though these uneasy characters surrounded you, I find a great level of comfort in cities. Cities that never sleep, that is. An electric blanket buzzing until you rest your head. It's a selfish approach to comfort. But I do like a 24-hour city. It's secure. However, this lifestyle can have a negative effect on those who have to live it. Narcotics can come into play to sustain such an unnatural work ethic through the nocturnal hours of the night. Especially in the city of New York. So I'm going to play a song about that by a man called Dillinger Cocaine, 1984 New Cross Records. Born Lester Bullock, 1953 in Kingston, Jamaica. He's a reggae artist, and as a young man growing up in Kingston, Dillinger would hang around Dennis Al Capone's El Paso sound system, and this exposure would eventually lead to his work in 1971 as a DJ on the Prince, Jackie and El Paso sound systems, launching him into a career of reggae music. And I couldn't get away with not playing this one. For any dyslexics out there, this is going to help you out an awful lot. It's a lesson in spelling. Cocaine in my brain, Dillinger.
Hey, Jim. Jim, just a minute, y'all. I want you to spell for me something. I want you to spell for me New York, man. Why do you have to spell New York, man? I just want to spell. kitchen bed.
You heard the man, it's time for our charity shop 7-inch of the week, but that was Dillinger with Cocaine in My Brain, and I hope you remember how to spell it next time you're asked. James Shakeshaft on the Vinyl Revival. We've reached the halfway point, which I've already said is the charity shop 7-inch of the week. It's always been that way, and it's going to be that way until it's not that way anymore. Now, I always have songs in my collection to play you that I get ever so excited about. However, this next song, I am extremely excited to share it with you tonight. From a selfish point of view, that I can't wait to listen to this, and I'm going to pop it quite high on the old sound system, because the night is a time to do that. However, we're stepping away from the theme with this one. The song I'm going to play is by a band called the Delphonics. I'm sure you're familiar with them. Hopefully you're familiar with this number, and if not, prepare to be excited. This song was released in 1968 on 7-inch. That's the format that I have picked it up on. Very happy to do so, from the charity shop. Released on the Philly Groove record label, a soul classic. So yes, we're taking a break from the black of night to shed light on you this Monday evening. It's time for the charity shop 7-inch of the week. Sampled and covered by bands such as the Wu-Tang Clan, Jackson 5, Missy Elliott, and what I naively thought was the original by the Fugees. They very much made it their own. However, this is a song that's going to chop you in the face. Slap you. Chop you. Make it up. And more recently, this song was used on the fictional radio station The Lowdown 9.1 on Grand Theft Auto 5. Another example of a great record being used in modern culture. A theme I tackled last October, and many, I may have to revisit. A game that can contain many quality records, such as this one. Yes, I naively thought that this was originally by the Fugees. Of course, how wrong I was. It was, of course, by the Delphonics. Still plenty of time to get in touch if you feel like you want to do so. After this, we've of course got our wind down record. We've still got music from REM, The Kinks. We've still got music from the Beastie Boys as well, so definitely stick around for all of that. But for now, we must live in the present, not the future or the past. Turn this one up, because I'm certainly going to do so. This is our Charity Shop 7-inch of the week. This is the Delphonics with Ready or Not, Here I Come. You certainly cannot hide from me. Increasingly more Motown on the show, however, I don't regret that one bit. That was the Delphonics with Ready or Not, our Charity Shop 7-inch of the week. Episode 18, James Shakeshaft here on the Vinyl Revival. How you all getting on? It's the start of the week. It's the beginning of the end. How are you tackling it? I know. You need to step back and think about this, and what better way to do that than with a wind-down record from myself to your ears? You're going to want to keep the volume up for this one, because it's fantastic. I actually played this on a midday show that I did last week, and it went down a storm, as it does everywhere it gets played. Another band that are yet to be welcomed onto the show with the Vinyl Revival. I'm looking forward to playing this for you, certainly. Our Wind Down record. So for those that aren't familiar with the Wind Down record, I've got a few listeners tonight. I'm going to explain. Obviously, it's a Monday night. You don't need me to tell you twice. Obviously, it's the night time as well. Sometimes you can feel a bit worked up. On a Monday, you've got the whole week ahead of you. You don't want to go to bed yet, but you know you're going to have to get up and step into that ice-cold shower at 6 in the morning. And I'm going to dedicate this one to my lovely girlfriend, Sophie. And I don't usually do that. But the reason why is because she started working in a primary school in Beeston, and I tell you what, I'd feel sorry for anyone in that position. She definitely needs to wind down, and she definitely needs to relax, so this one's for you. It's also a song she enjoys greatly. Her band. Anyway, yes, I go off on a tangent, me. I always take the slip road. Creedence Clearwater Revival, a band we've not had on the show yet. Why? Because I'm a fool. We're going to have them now. And I got this from a box of records that was donated to me. And I must say that since I started this show, I inherited records from all over the place, and I'm ever so grateful for that. And this comes from a little box of sevens I was given by my Uncle Barry. Barry Tobin, that is, and he won't be listening, but if he ever listens back to this, he'll be happy to know that one of them has been utilised and enjoyed. It was also in the 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, the album that this song's from by Creedence Clearwater, Willie and the Poor Boys. 1969, November 2nd, it was released. Recorded in California, could it have been recorded anywhere else? However, this song originally was by a Mr. Leadbelly. And you know I'm a big fan of the blues, but this version's just spot on. The recording was originally done in 1940, however, between the time of the, Leadbelly's original and Creedence Clearwater's version, the song has been covered by Elvis, Johnny Cash, the Carter Sisters and the Pogues. And the reason this makes a great wind-down record is because essentially it serves the purpose of a lullaby if you listen to the lyrics. Translated seamlessly into a timeless American folk song. This is our wind-down record for the night. Stick around for the final segment of the show. Episode 18, this is Cottonfields, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cottonfield back home. About a mile from Texarkana in them old cotton fields back home. When them cotton balls get rotten, you can't beat very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana in them old.
That was our wind-down record for the night. That was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Cottonfields, originally by Leadbelly. Thanks for sticking around for so long. We've got a lot of listeners in tonight, so I must thank each and every one of you individually. However, that would take up the entire hour. Who wants to listen to that? Who wants to live in a house like this? Not me. I want to live in a house where there's music and facts. Here's one for you. Our star, the sun, is actually a star, yeah? It's a star. And if you hollowed out the sun, you could fit nearly the best part of 1 million Earths inside it. Now that's a scale that I can't comprehend. Maybe I've got a small brain, you tell me. 20 minutes to go, the final third, the best third, some might say. Still to come, we've got more songs on the theme of nocturnal, the midnight hour, night, darkness. We've also got to put an LP into our classic collection this week, beginning with I. I've picked one for you, and I'm very excited to play the song from it. But that's all I'll say at this stage in the show. However, if you want to hear that, you'll have to stick around. If you've got to get off to bed because you're up early for your job, but none of you do jobs, you're all lazy. The lot of you. You can listen back on www.audioboom.com. If you search for Vinyl Revival on there tomorrow, you'll find it there, and it'll stay there for eternity. So you can listen to that in the bath, on the go, making your breakfast. Wherever you might want to listen to it, Mount Fuji, That's the one. Anywhere in the world, you can listen to it. So, the sun sets and the moon rises. And the power of the moon is astonishing. All of the world's oceans are controlled by the moon. The moon is the reason that we have high and low tides, and only 12 people have ever set foot there. But because there is no wind, if you visited the moon today, you'd still see their footprints, preserved perfectly in the cheese-covered moon that Wallace and Gromit are famously two of the two candidates of the space program. They had a cracking time, no pun intended, crackers. Anyway, we must move on to another night-themed record, so we're keeping the mood mellow. The joy that the light brings as the heat dies down and you're with the people you love, another side to the night, one that is inviting and fills you with life, not full of geezers. This is a song with a powerful piano line from another band not played on the show, a band that sometimes gets ridiculed, but arguably fantastic composers. I was very attracted to this song as a child after listening to a best of record by the band, and I've decided to unearth it for this show because it fits the theme like a glove. And the band I'm talking about is, of course, R.E.M. This is a song written by Michael Stipe. This is Night Swimming. Take off your clothes, it's time for a dip in the pool.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night. The photograph on the dashboard taken years ago, turned around backwards so the windshield shows. Every street light reveals a picture in reverse. Still it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. I'm not sure all these people understand. It's not like years ago. Fear of getting caught, the recklessness of water. They cannot see me naked. They go away, replaced by every day. Night swimming, remembering that night. September's coming soon. I'm pining for the moon. And what if there were two side by side in orbit around the fairest sun? The bright tide forever drum could not describe night swimming. You, I thought I knew you. You, I cannot judge. You, I thought you knew me. This one laughing quietly underneath my breath. Night swimming. Every street light a reminder. Night night swimming deserves a quiet night. Deserves a quiet night. That
was R.E.M. with Night Swimming. Of course, that's banned in every country in the world due to health and safety regulations. You can't go in water after dark, you'll die. Forever the optimist here on Vinyl Revival, James Shakeshaft, episode 18. Can you believe that we're here already? So many listeners tonight, I'd like to thank each and every one of you. In particular, I'm going to say hello to Mr. Christian Walker, who's got one night off from Wax Bar. He's a worker in the bar that I usually go to wind down with a cup of tea after my shows. However, tonight I will not be entering its premises due to his absence. But I'd like to say hello to him, and I'm ever so sorry there's no XTC tonight. I wish I had it just as much as you, but after this you can pop it on yourself. Next week we'll have some XTC, I promise. Hand on heart. And we're drawing the theme of nighttime to an end soon. As we say goodbye to winter and hello to spring, thank goodness gracious gravy boat me. It's about time. It's been a long one, but it's time to lift the blanket off, blow the cobwebs away, stride into the street, and go night swimming. That was R.E.M. So now we're going to keep the mood mellow, also, like we did last time, with a record from Chicken Shack, a band that I talked to about 2 months back after listening to an incredible Peel session that they recorded. Now if we go back in time to 1968, last Monday, on that night, Chicken Shack played just a mere few feet away from where I'm sat right now. That's right, here at Leeds University, Chicken Shack graced the stage, among many other fantastic bands, but still one that impressed me. Chicken Shack, which contained Fleetwood Mac's Christy McVie before she was in Fleetwood Mac, back when she was a true blues girl. And this is a movement that was crucial, really, to music. It involved bands such as Led Zeppelin and all those blues guys down south in London. And there's an old guy who owns a guitar shop, called Northern Guitars Down on the Coles. He's a unsuspecting character from Huddersfield, broad as they come. And there's a guitar there, an ever so famous one. It's a sort of worn red, two cutaways with a couple of F-holes in it. It looks beaten. That guitar belonged to blues legend Peter Green, who played with the band. And that guy used to sell guitars to him, and he knows quite a few big guys in this scene. So he's an interesting character. You never know who you're going to meet, so always look your best. So, drawing closer to the end of the night, keeping it mellow. So I decided to play this record, and the reason why is because it encapsulates everything about the night time. A steady pace, it's cool, laid back, and simply calming. This is Chicken Shack with Nightlife.
there's no one the same.
Nightlife ain't no life, but it's my life. That's Chicken Chat there with Nightlife, who graced the stage of Leeds University this time last week in 1968, a gig that I would die to have been at. James Shakeshaft, Final Revival, episode 18, night-themed. Coming to an end now, we've only got 8 minutes left, so we must put this theme to bed with a song that I couldn't leave out of the playlist. After this, we are going to put in a classic LP into our collection, so there's one more after this, so do stay tuned for that. Thanks once more to everybody for sticking around for so long. As summer draws in and the dark disperses to ruin the other half of the world's days, I could only end this with one song. And do you know what that is? I'm going to feel well rock and roll when I do this. It's a cliche, corny number by a band that feature quite regularly on the show. However, that doesn't mean that I don't want to do this. You're tuned into Rock and Roll Radio. This is Vinyl Revival, James Shakeshaft, putting the theme of night to bed. It's the Kinks. It's a great feeling, that.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Revival. That was the Kinks with All Day and All of the Night, putting that theme to bed. Done and dusted. Forget about it. It's done. James Shakeshaft, thanks for listening right up until the bitter end. This has been episode of 18. Episode 18. Tune in next week for episode 19. Surprisingly, 2300 hours, the same time, the same place here on Leeds Student Radio. It's been that way for some time now, and it's going to be that way for some time more. But before I tuck you in and kiss you on the forehead and bid you farewell, it is time to put a classic LP into our virtual collection. This week is I. This will spring much conversation and debate. However, I say this every week, it's just what I wanted to play today, and it's the album that sprang to my mind from a band that we've had on before, Beastie Boys. Ill Communication is the album that I'm popping in today, and it's the fourth studio album by the Beastie Boys. It was released on May 23rd, 1994 via Grand Royal Records, and the album is among the band's most varied releases, drawing from alternative hip-hop, jazz, funk, hardcore, punk and rap. It was their second number one album on the Billboard. The album was supported by the single Sabotage, which was accompanied by a music video directed by Spike Jones. That's who you get to direct your music video, and it parodied the 1970s cop show. I forget the name of it now, so I do beg your pardon for getting your hopes up with that fact. However, the album was also their second triple platinum selling album. A very successful band, the Beastie Boys. As I said, released in 1994, the year before me. I'm going to be playing the third single from the album, and it's the song that starts the album off. Explosively. This has been the Vinyl Revival, episode 18. I'll see you next week. This is our classic LP of the week, Ill Communication by the Beastie Boys. This is Sure Shot. Tatty bye.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time. Fun time.
Because you care, you want, and you don't stop. Because you care, you want, and you don't stop. Oh, when you care, you want, and you don't stop.
It's the A coming back for sure.